Thank you, Craig.
Fake laugh. Fake laugh.
Come on. I'm just trying to add a little energy, a little forward momentum to the show.
Fake laugh.
All right. So last night I went into the clubhouse after the impressive Rangers victory. I think I was the only one of the three of us that was actually rooting for the Rangers because you guys had on your press hats.
You're such an SOB because the entire time, dude, the ninth inning, I almost moved away from you. You had so much negative energy.
I did not.
You had Kinsler getting thrown out at second.
No, I didn't. I did not have Kinsler getting thrown out. I said that he was going to steal, that he was going to run. And you said, no, there's no way. You don't understand baseball.
I didn't say
it's
that.
It's impossible.
You
even
said he's
for a
gonna
computer.
Get down. You had Elvis striking out. And you just, whatever
this
bad could happen to the Rangers, you said Feliz was going to give up four runs.
That is made up, and you know it.
You did say he was going to blow the save.
I just said that he was making me nervous. Because, you know, what I remember what happened. You said he was going to strike out the side, and I said, I don't know about that. I think he's going to be shaky.
I said, he'll have at least two strikeouts, and he did.
And he walked the first guy.
Just getting warmed up.
All right. Anyway, so I went into the clubhouse after the impressive Ranger victory that only I was rooting for. And I covered it like nobody else could cover it. I mean, I was talking to all the players. And, you know, of course, in all fairness, a lot of them wanted to talk to me. And it's like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, they were like Rick Carlisle. They had no idea who you were.
Thanks, whoever the blank you are.
God, that was so funny.
We need to revisit that at some point. So here is part of my impressive interview with Alexi Ogando. Now, the first question that you the question you hear at the beginning is me asking him something, and then you'll hear from there.
Tu brazo está bien, has sentido cansancio del trabajo durante esto juego de postemporada, conocido bastante usado.
Oh, yo sí, yo me siento bien, me siento el brazo, me siento fuerte.
Pero está contento, ganaron, ¿no?
Sí, claro, o sea, un alivio grande también.
and we like were totally laughing after that and everything because you could tell he knew I was joking. So I thought that was a fun little. And then I go up to Mike Napoli. And I got to tell you, Mike Napoli was acting like they had lost the game.
Really?
Yeah, it was just kind of weird. He acted a little put out. Now, I don't know whether it was because I hadn't even allowed him an opportunity to put his junk in his underwear yet.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. That probably had something to do with it.
Or it could be, George, tell him. He's a baseball player.
Right. Baseball players don't like
you
talking.
You guys always bag on baseball players.
Because we just have to cover it every night.
I've always had good luck with baseball
7-2
players.
7-2 loss after 7-2 loss. It was horrible.
It's the worst room to go in.
Well, I used to do the old Will Clark fan club show, and everybody said, oh, okay. Don't even mess with Will Clark. He'll be horrible.
But why they liked you? Because you were doing bits. You were talking about things that were funny, and they looked at you as, this is a clown we can kind of mess around with. We had to ask him about why they dropped the ball in the outfield and stuff like that. It was always terrible.
Such tension. So I go up to Mike Napoli. Well, I ran into the first baseball player that hated me, and his name is Mike Napoli. Actually, in listening back to it, it doesn't feel as tense as it seemed when I was talking to him. But I thought I asked a question that I've always been interested in the answer to. So here's my exclusive and very brief interview with Mike Napoli.
Mike, ask you a question as you get dressed.
I just one brief question. As a guy who has a lot of Spanish-speaking teammates, how much Spanish do you speak?
Zero.
Zero?
I mean, I know words and I understand it a little bit, but I mean, so I couldn't speak it.
Wow, so you guys don't meet in the middle of some neutral language like French, or you just go with English?
Nah, man, it's just, they understand English, so, I mean, they understand what I'm saying to them.
Well, there you go. Appreciate your candor.
All right.
It is kind of funny, though, to think of Napoli going out to the mound and they both just meet in the middle and start speaking French. I just thought that catchers, I don't know, seems like they have to communicate more, so maybe they would know a little bit more Spanish.
You know, Pudge knew Spanish very well when he caught it.
Okay. All right.
He learned it.
You turn off your own mic for this segment. All right, and then finally, I went up and talked to Mike Adams, who was in the game yesterday. By the way, I don't know if P1s know this, but all these pitchers who see any sort of action in the game they over-ice their arm. It is really comical what they do with their arm after the game. They got all the ace bandages all over it. It looks like they've just received an arm transplant. That's what it looks like. IVs going into it, you know, machines keeping the arm alive. And
I think they're over-iced.
Yes, it's ridiculous. You know, it's all done for effect. It makes them just feel like they've just done something that was so Herculean. Meanwhile, you know, they may have pitched a total of 10 pitchers just to get a batter and a half out or something. So anyway, I go up to Mike Adams, and what I wanted to talk to him about was he had one of those magical umbilical cords around his neck, whatever that thing is. But he had like a little charm on his... It looked pink. It looked like a little doll or something. I couldn't quite tell because the TVs that we could see at the ballpark were kind of far away. So I didn't get a big high-def picture of it the way I would at home in my kick-ass home theater. So I thought I would ask Mike Adams about it, and he gave me a very interesting answer, and I think this is going to make you like Mike Adams even more. Here's my exclusive with the great Mike Adams.
Your magical necklace looks different. You have like a charm or something on it. What's that little thing on your
hand? It's a pink ribbon. You know, it's a symbol for the breast cancer and also for cleft lip awareness. And that's something I wear every game. Yeah, it's something that has some meaning to me. And that's about it.
What awareness? What did you say?
Cleft lip.
Oh, cleft lip.
Cleft lip type pilot. Yeah, yeah. My little boy was born with cleft lip. So we do some stuff with Operation Smile to raise cleft lip awareness and. You know, to help them out with kids that are unfortunate, you know, and can't afford to have the repairs done.
And how early do they get that surgery? The
you know, my little boy had it at 3 months. You know, so and you know, there's some kids that are able to get it. You know, right when they're born. You know, all the way to I've seen you know, stuff with Operation Smile that you know kids are getting it at 10, 12 years old, and you know, it's life changing. You know, it's you know, whenever you see a child with that stuff, you know, it kind of makes them a little bit of an outcast. Just because you know their facial, you know, it's a facial deformity, so you know, not everybody's is educated on the matter, but you know, we're trying to raise awareness on it.
And that's not a genetic; it's more of a congenital. It's just a birth defect as opposed to a genetic defect.
Well,
right?
It's both. You know, it's genetic and one of those things that just kind of happens. You know, there's no explanation for it. You know, I don't have nobody in my family that has had it, but you know, my little boy, when he has kids, they're going to be at a higher risk because he has it, you know. So you know, just one of those things.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Not interesting about Mike Adams. I didn't know that.
No.
And you know that Operation Smiles, that's always been like one of those things that my mom has been very partial to, the children born with a cleft palate and getting that corrective surgery, because there's like a lot of kids in poorer countries
can't do it.
They don't have the option for this, and there's the Operation Smiles goes in there and performs these surgeries free of charge for these kids in developing countries and everything. It really is a good cause, and I didn't know that Mike's son had that surgery.
Funny you bring that up, because about a week ago I got a thing in the mail from Operation Smile, and it has the picture of the kid in the third world country, and I just sat there and I looked at that, and I put it aside and made a plan to make a donation, and I had never done that before, but man, those pictures just get
you. I know.
You.
And that's the way these things work, I've noticed. You'll get a little flyer like that, you put it to the side, but then you hear about it a week later and you go, maybe the universe is leading me to donate a little money that way or to get involved in that in some way or another. But I thought that was interesting. Mike Adams, that's the reason he was wearing that necklace, and so I wanted to bring that to the P1s. Okay, I've got a Ranger song. You want to hear a little bit of a Ranger song? Are we out of time?
Quickly.
Well, we can save it.
Let's save it. If it'll save, let's save it.
Yes, there's a new Ranger song called Ranger's Thang, and it was sent to us, and George has been giving it thumbs up.
You bet.
I'm giving it thumbs reserved until we hear it on the air.
Okay. All right, package that. Gordo, thank you. That is The Corner. It's 9:31.